Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Well, the lead scientist, global researching scientist in Europe, has had to step down, and we'll leave that for another show. We did, of course, the program last week on the global cooling book released in the 70s. But it's fascinating. Obama's White House press secretary dismissed 31,000 degreed American scientists who have signed a statement saying there is no man-made global warming. They dismissed 31,000 American scientists, including 9,000 PhDs. But right now, I want to talk about, can we try to get Cal Zastro on the phone? Let's work on that. Because Cal Zastro might be coming to Colorado for a personhood dinner Sunday night. There is a billboard in the Denver area, and in huge letters, birth certificate, prove it, and wake up America, remember Fort Hood. And this billboard is about Barack Obama, whether he's eligible or not. And it's rather amazing that the auto dealer who put this up must have some courage, because you think it could hurt his business. Billboards are going up all over America saying, where's the birth certificate? Barack Obama is insulting the American public by refusing even to provide his birth certificate to show that he's even eligible to be the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States. Well, the owner of Wolf Automotive, Phil Wolf, is here in studio. Phil, what an honor. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Could you tell me about the fallout, birth certificate, prove it, Wolf Automotive, right here at I-70. Where is this sign exactly? This sign, you could almost hit it with an arrow from the Bob and Your Life studios.
Yeah, it's west of Kipling on Interstate 70, the frontage road, and it is on the north side. So it's being passed by about 300,000 cars a day.
300,000 cars a day. You know, we put a sign that all those cars were able to see up on North Table Mountain when Obama was in Denver. It was the world's largest protest sign. I don't know if you saw it, but it said DNC destroys unborn children. It was 666 feet wide.
Well, that's considerably bigger than this. So,
yeah. 580 feet tall, and it was only up for 3 hours. But there was the same people could see that sign. Now, your sign is being viewed by 300,000 cars a day. Let me ask you, Phil, first, thank you for putting this up.
Well, I appreciate it.
How has it affected your business? Are people angry and not coming to Wolf Automotive for their cars?
You know, at first, the very first day, there was a lot of negative to it because it seemed to get the left-wing press first. And after the death threats and the firebombing threats and...
You mean the beautiful people, the
yes,
liberals?
Yeah, the beautiful people who are so kind and...
And they support tolerance, diversity, free speech. They respect all views. And here, this view is just, where's your birth certificate? I mean, how's that controversial?
Well, it does. There's a couple characters. One depicts Mr. Obama as president of the United States.
That's true.
And it says,
Jihad.
Another character with... the same cartoon character with a turban on his head, and then jihad with a question mark.
Because of Barack Obama's hundreds of statements praising Islam, the Quran, his accidental slip-up saying about my Muslim faith, and he's corrected it by the journalist, the anchor, saying, you mean your Christian faith? He said, oh, yeah, I mean my Christian faith. Those are really weird things. For someone, he did attend a Christian church all those years, and he had his kids baptized in a Christian church. But that Reverend Wright, you can't properly call that a Christian church.
Well, I've certainly got my own personal views on that. Yeah. I think that it's more opposite Christianity than pro-Christianity, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, and when Reverend Wright said the things that have aired all over the country, we've aired those clips here, his church was not in shock. His church erupted into wild applause with the hateful, racist things that were said from that pulpit. And so for Barack Obama to say, well, I wasn't there that day, I didn't know that. What, for 20 years he had no idea what that church was like where he was raising his children?
Must be history here, because he doesn't have any proof or any kind of a way to show us where he was born either. So maybe that goes hand in hand.
So your sign, where's the birth certificate? Wake up, America, remember Fort Hood. Now, Phil, my son Josiah, he's in the National Guard. His unit has been told they may be deployed to Afghanistan in 2010. And he was with my wife and I. We were watching live for Barack Obama's address to the nation after the murders by a Muslim extremist at Fort Hood, the most horrific murders at a U.S. military base in history. And Barack Obama came on TV. We thought we entered the Twilight Zone. We went down the rabbit hole because for 3 minutes he was joking, laughing. It would be like the governor of Colorado coming on TV after Columbine with the parents and the victims' families watching and waiting and joking. It's unthinkable. And my son Josiah said, what more evidence do we need that he despises the military?
That's what really prompted me to put the sign up. The cavalier attitude in which this act of war was treated, it's just reprehensible. So I couldn't agree with you more. And it just told me he doesn't care about the American people. He doesn't care about us as a Christian nation. And I didn't feel like he believes in the military as a whole.
Well, he just spoke at West Point, and the tension between him and the cadets was palpable.
Right.
You could see it in their faces. They knew that he despised them, and they were very uncomfortable. And even in Europe, they're presenting this speech as Obama's least believable speech, where he was lying to both sides. He's lying to the liberals. He's lying to the conservatives. To him, this is a political ploy, even our men's lives in Afghanistan.
That's what political correctness gets you. And I believe that we are subject to political correctness in this country, and I've had enough of it.
Wow. Well, it takes guts, Phil Wolf, for a business owner to put up a sign like this. Birth certificate, prove it, wake up America, remember Fort Hood, president or jihad. That's pretty hardcore. But Obama has friends with too many radicals, extremists, who hate America, hate the Judeo-Christian worldview that many of us recognize as the true worldview. His circle hates a biblical worldview.
I completely agree.
So could I ask you this then? You said it hasn't hurt business?
Actually, it's helped business. I've been amazed about how many good people there are, good Americans.
Praise
that really,
the Lord.
That really
I'm
care.
So excited.
Yeah, it's just been overwhelming.
Could you tell me what kind of services, because we have three cars at our household. We're doing everything we can to tick off Al Gore. So we got three cars. What kind of services do you provide that we could take advantage of?
I've got new car dealerships in Montana, Wyoming, and Colorado, and then the used car lot on in Wheat Ridge. We handle a lot of trucks, diesels, gas. We just do about everything. We have if somebody wants to sell their car to a private party, we finance the sale for people.
Oh.
If somebody wants to sell a car, we'll consign it for them. If they want to buy a car, we'll help them.
My son has a BMW, not brand new, but beautiful condition, and he's thinking of selling it.
Okay.
And he's the one maybe going to Afghanistan. You said you finance the sale of used cars?
We finance the sale for him if he had a buyer somewhere else besides ours, or we'll take it on consignment for him. We'll help him sell it. So
he's listening right now. Maybe he'll call you.
All right. However we can help. We just love to meet the people who think alike.
All right. So, Phil, if people in the audience want to buy a car, how could they find out about your different dealerships?
Go to wolfautogroup.com.
WolfAutoGroup.com.
Yes.
W-O-L-F, AutoGroup.com.
Yes.
All right, this is a thrill. All right, so we've been trying to track down our dear friend Cal Zastro. He's a leader in the personhood movement to protect unborn children all over the country. And we're trying to reach him right now. Sunday night, he'll be in town with a leader in California for a dinner at Sinzetti's Italian Restaurant to raise money for Colorado's personhood amendment to get on the ballot in 2010. Otherwise, I'd love to talk to you more, and maybe we could catch up if there's another chapter of this story as it develops.
Well, I'm sure there will be.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you, Phil Wolf.
You bet. Thanks
Appreciate
for having
it.
Me. You bet.
We've been trying to get Cal Zastro on the line. He's going all over the country promoting the gospel of Jesus Christ and the personhood of the unborn child. And we've got him on the line. You're telling me? Cal Zastro, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Revival! Hallelujah!
Cal, how are you doing?
I'm saved, and I'm blessed, and I've got the love of Jesus in my heart. Great to hear from you, Bob.
Thank you. So, Cal Zastro, you are a co-founder of Personhood USA with Keith Mason. Where are you right now? What state are you in, and where are you headed?
I'm in southern Indiana. My 16-year-old daughter, Corey, and I are driving from Michigan to Mississippi.
All right.
They've got Christmas parades coming up in Mississippi, so we're going to go petition at them at the state high school football championship and the potato festival or whatever else they got going on. Well, hallelujah.
Cal, I'm excited you guys are headed to Mississippi because that's one of the states that are currently in a signature drive to get personhood on the statewide ballot.
There's six states that are petitioning today, and three more are pending soon. Some of them are tied up in court. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU are suing us in three states.
So the ACLU,
hallelujah.
So the ACLU is suing Personhood USA and your state affiliates because they don't want what? They don't want, the way they'd see it, they don't want the voice of the people to be heard. That's the way they would put it. Of course, they're in rebellion against God, our Creator, so they advocate the killing of the innocent. They protect the guilty, and they kill the innocent.
Well, yeah, it just makes sense that if you dehumanize and murder babies, what's to stop you from dehumanizing and preventing born, intelligent people from voting?
Well, hey, Cal, Nevada is one of the states where Planned Parenthood and the ACLU have teamed up to stop personhood. Is it also in Alaska, no?
Right. Last week they sued us in Alaska, and last month they sued us in Missouri. Missouri's a real concern, though, because the state Secretary of State is pro-abortion.
Right.
And so they're not going to try really hard to win this case. So we have to have attorneys assist them and not just fight Planned Parenthood, but we have to fight our co-defendants who want to throw the case. So
well, what a,
that's going to be a challenge. But, you know, if people pray, God will win. Hallelujah.
God does win, and we could have the honor and the joy of being with him in the battle. Cal, some Christians lament, and they think, only if I was here during the Bible times. These are the Bible times right now.
You know what? Stop fantasizing, folks. I mean, people think, oh, you know, I would have been like Martin Niemöller, and I would have been Dietrich Bonhoeffer and spoken up against Hitler. I'd have been Corey Ten Boom, and I'd have rescued babies, and you know, I'd have been Harriet Tubman, and I'd have gone and saved some slaves. Hogwash! Children are getting their heads cut off in your city. You know, let's
right.
go rescue them now. Let's go do it right now.
Let's serve.
Let's trust God. Let's live the book of Acts. We don't have to just read about it. Let's live it.
Let's live it. We serve the Lord Jesus Christ right now. We love our neighbor, and that includes those who are being drawn toward death, holding them back, trying to save the lives of the innocent. God says, Jesus said, love God and love your neighbor. And being apathetic, if your neighbor is killing his child, her child, that's not love. That's apathy, and apathy is a form of hatred.
It is. It's hard-heartedness.
So, Cal, let me ask you this. I want to get to Walter Hoy in California because we're talking about Secretary of State's approving or not approving or defending our personhood amendments. But first, in Missouri, to take it a little bit further, that's Gregory Thompson, isn't it?
Gregory Thompson, what a mighty man of God. You know, some of the pro-life groups and the political parties and some of the so-called ministries met with him a few weeks ago. They wined and dined him and said, bad timing, bad language. We're going to oppose you on this one. So, and they offered for him to bow out gracefully. Oh, I wish I could have been in that room to see a man of God stand for Jesus and stand for the babies and tell those folks they're wrong.
What?
He wasn't ugly to them. He didn't shout at them. But he did tell them that babies are being murdered. And he asked them, what legal language do you all propose to protect the preborn babies in Missouri? And then it was quiet. He said, well, I thought so. I've got a plan. So I'm going to go out and recruit some more pastors and volunteers to get the job done if all the leaders won't.
Praise
Bam.
God. Cal Zastro, in Missouri, there is a man of God standing on the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our rock, and he is standing like a rock on the Lord, and he will not be budged from advocating that we honor the God-given right to life of these innocent kids. And Cal, when people kill their children, it turns their own hearts against the Lord.
It does. Yep.
So worldwide, every 22 years, when you look at the worldwide abortion holocaust, that is 1 billion children, 1 billion with a B, children who are slaughtered, dismembered, burned to death, chemical weapons, chemical abortifacients, and that is the turning of humanity against their Creator God and their Savior Jesus Christ. So just as the world was cursed through owning black men as slaves, and just as Europe and Germany was cursed for killing the Jews, the whole world is cursed because of their shedding of the blood of their own children, and Christians are called to love their neighbor, warn them, and to stop the injustice.
Amen. Good preaching, Bob.
Well, thank you, Cal.
I want to thank you and your listeners because I don't know if you heard the CNN poll that came out last week, but it was over 60% of Americans that now identify themselves as pro-life and there should be no abortions. It was over 60%.
60%. And, Cal, the phenomenal change over the last 2 years, when you look at the polls over the decades, and polls don't determine what is right from wrong. God doesn't take polls.
No, he does not.
No, but we do look at polls to realize what the battlefield is like. And the change over the last 10, 20 years is from those who had said abortion should be legal in every circumstance to the shift. Now, those who believe abortion should be against the law in every circumstance, that's where the movement has occurred, not in the muddy middle where you have exceptions and regulations.
That's right, and that's because people are listening to Bob Benyard live and going to kgov.com.
Well, hallelujah. Cal's Astro, I don't know about that, but certainly all over the country, people are hearing the message of personhood. So let me ask you this, before we get to Walter Hoy from California, who's going to come here Sunday night, and then I want to ask the big question, are you, your daughter Corey, are you, Cal's Astro, going to be here? But we'll wait for that in a moment. In Missouri, where you said the Secretary of State is being sued by the ACLU and Planned Parenthood, and he has to defend a personhood amendment when he's a pro-abortant, he rejects it. So will we have the lawyers that we need, Christian pro-life lawyers, to come alongside and defend this amendment in Missouri? Is that resource available?
Yes and no. Gregory Thompson has put the brief and the matter before several attorneys who are reviewing and studying it, seeing what they would have to do and if they're able to. So he has asked some, and they're studying the matter right now. But none have stood up and said, yep, I'm on board, and I'll do it for free. None have done that yet.
None have done that yet. Okay, so there's a prayer request.
Please.
That Gregory Thompson in Missouri, who's the sponsor of the Missouri Personhood Amendment, that he gets the legal support he needs. And we'll put that out not only as a prayer request, but if anyone in the audience knows of an attorney, it could be anywhere in the country, right? But especially in Missouri, Cal?
Right.
And you know what? A staff attorney from Focus on the Family, James Odom, who's no longer with Focus and he's moved to the Midwest, we're going to have to follow up with James to find out if he could be involved with this because he is a friend of the personhood movement.
So, yeah, that'd be. I haven't talked to him. He'd be one guy to maybe call.
Yeah, so we will. We'll put the word out. We're doing it right now, over 50,000 watts, and on the internet at kgov.com. If you are a Christian attorney, if you could contact a pro-life attorney, we need help in Missouri. Now let's go to California, where the Secretary of State has now reviewed the title, the language, and given the green light. And of all people, that's Mr. Moonbeam himself. Remember Jerry Brown from California? of all people, he's given the go-ahead. Cal, I've interviewed Jerry right on this show, Bob Benyard Live, over the years. He's given the green light. So Walter Hoy, we talked to him yesterday. They're excited to get 1.1 million signatures in California to get on the ballot there. And Walter Hoy is coming to Colorado to speak Sunday night at our Personhood Dinner fundraiser, Personhood Colorado, and Colorado Right to Life. And I'm ecstatic to see again Walter Hoy in person.
Praise the Lord. What a hero. What a man of God.
He really is. You know, Cal, I got shivers down my spine when I heard Pastor Hoy speak in Nevada at the Personhood Conference that was sponsored by Personhood USA during Operation Save America's extraordinary event in Las Vegas. What happens in Vegas gets exposed in Vegas, and all the people who came to the Lord that week, such an awesome event. So to have Pastor Walter Hoy coming to Denver, where really the modern personhood movement started in 2008 with the first statewide ballot. And now let me ask you, will you be here? Because weeks ago, when we got our first invitation, we asked if Cal Zastrow would be in Colorado, and we were told your schedule wouldn't permit it.
Well, I've changed my schedule because I love you folks in Colorado, and I want to come and do what I can and encourage. I can't be there petitioning, but I can come and shout revival and pray and encourage you all. So I'm coming Sunday night. Let's have it.
Praise God, Cal. I cannot wait. Now, those in the audience who don't know Cal Zastrow and his family, Cal, your family is the greatest encouragement for serving the Lord that my family has ever encountered, ever.
Well, you should take your family out more.
Now, Cal,
but thank you, Bob.
Cal, you, your family, your children, your wife Trish, your godly children. You mentioned your daughter Corey, but could we name your kids, because each one is named after a Christian missionary?
Well, my oldest is Corey Elizabeth, named after Corey Ten Boom and Elizabeth Elliott. And then I have a boy, David Livingston, and then another boy, Jim Elliott, and then a girl, Eva Darlene, after Eva Adel, the great heroine of the rescue movement, and Darlene Dive-LaRose, the great missionary. So we name our kids after missionaries or martyrs, and we train them for the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Cal, yeah, you don't know this, but we got a lot of researchers here at, you know, in Denver, and we sort of track you and your family around the country. And when we talk to the families, just coincidentally, but the families that you guys have stayed with for 3 days or 3 weeks or 2 months, they all say the same thing. We are blessed to be in the presence of a family that loves and serves the Lord Jesus Christ. So I cannot exaggerate my excitement that you are coming to Denver for Sunday night. It's going to be at Cinzetti's, Italian restaurant on the north end of Denver off of I-25. Easy to get to. Call Colorado Right to Life. Either go to personhoodcolorado.com. or ColoradoRightToLife.org. You could register online or call. I'll give the phone number, $75 for an adult. Cal, Cheryl, and I will be there. Lord willing, we're going to find a way to bring our kids there, too.
And, oh, that'd be great. Yeah, I'll lay my hands on them and bless them for mission.
Praise God. And so you could call Colorado Right to Life, 303-753-9394, 303-753-9394. Talk to Donna. She'll register you. Take your credit card number. You could send a check. You could pay at the door. Now, you should register beforehand because there is a chance it will sell out and there'll be no room. There is a chance. Right now, the number of people registered are the number of people that were projected to come when the planning began. And so now, praise the Lord, icing on the cake. And Cal, this is also to encourage Walter Hoy.
Right.
Because he's facing the gates of hell there in wicked left coast California. And he's going to go back to California from Denver, either encouraged or he's going to go back the same way he came, praising the Lord, but not necessarily encouraged. We want the Christians of Colorado to encourage Pastor Walter Hoy so when he goes back, he could tell the Christians there, the pro-lifers throughout California, that this is a movement. God's people are on the move.
Come on! Walter's trying to do something in California that has never been done in state history before, and that is get something on the ballot with all volunteers. It's never been done before, and there's enough churches, there's enough Christians, there's enough pro-life activists in California to get this on the ballot and to do it with volunteers. I don't know if we'll make it or not on the ballot or not, but I know this much. The Church of Jesus Christ is going to stand up in California, and Walter Hoy is like the Joshua who's leading the charge. Hallelujah.
Amen. And California, I believe, is one of those states where you could put the petition online. People could download it, print it, and get signatures. Is that right?
That's right. So you can email it to everybody.
So I'm going to also ask, after Sunday night, after Walter Hoy flies back to California, we will ask our audience to get the PDF, the link online of their petition, and email it to Christians they know in California.
And email it to everybody else everywhere saying, pray for this. Pray for this effort in California.
Pray for the effort in California. The Bob and Yair Live audience, even though we're mostly in other states, we have listeners and supporters and beloved Christians in California. But even though 95% of our audience is in other states, I bet you if we try, we can mobilize 2,000 petition carriers in California. We can if we contact the Christians we know, our audience knows in California.
Amen.
I bet you that's a commitment we could make to the Christians in California.
That's great.
All right.
Praise God.
Cal Zastro, God bless you, and thank you for joining us here on Bob and Yair Live.
God bless you, Bob. We'll see you Sunday night. Shouting glory.
Glory. The website is Personhood USA. Cal Zastro, co-founder of Personhood USA with Keith Mason. To have Phil Wolf of Wolf Automotive and Cal Zastro on the same show, this was fun. This was really fun. Phil has auto dealerships on the Front Range out of state. You're going to have to check them out. We'll link to Phil's website from ours, KGov, KGOV.com. Sunday night, please, if you can join us. I just heard from a couple who have come in from Maryland. They're relocating to Denver. They're here now. Paul and Dawn Molesky and their kids, and they said, we're going, Cinzetti's, it's a good Italian restaurant, Cal Zastro will be there, we'll be there. So praise the Lord, they're a brand new family to the Denver area, and they're here to serve the Lord and love their neighbors and protect the innocent. So that's exciting to welcome the Molesky's to Denver, Colorado, and Cal Zastro and Pastor Walter Hoy from California. Wow, what a time we'll have. Sunday night, ColoradoRightToLife.org. Give him a call. And Maranatha, what a great school.